Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday the 30th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that Jesus' response to the people and disruptions around him are a challenge to remember that God's plans often collide with our own. Our Bible reading for this week is Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11. The First Disciples. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time the nets were so full of fish they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Amen. Sometimes I'm guilty of thinking the world revolves around me. That's why I can often react badly to being interrupted. I need reminding that Jesus is greater than me. In the middle of this story of Jesus interrupting some of the men who would become his disciples, we find an encounter between Simon Peter and Jesus that reveals a profound truth about recognizing our own significance in comparison to the greatness of Jesus. This encounter serves as a powerful reminder of our human limitations and the overwhelming majesty of the Son of God. Apparently, the world doesn't revolve around me, or you for that matter. In verse 8 of our passage, Simon Peter falls at Jesus' feet exclaiming, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." These words encapsulate Peter's profound realization of the stark contrast between his sinful, imperfect nature and the holiness and greatness of Jesus. This moment of recognition signifies a crucial step in Peter's journey of faith, acknowledging that he stood in the presence of someone far greater than himself. In our daily lives, we often find ourselves caught up in our own significance and achievements. We may pride ourselves on our accomplishments, our knowledge, or our good deeds. However, the encounter between Peter and Jesus reminds us that when we stand in the presence of the Almighty, our significance dims in comparison to His greatness. Our flaws and imperfections become apparent, and our need for His mercy and grace is undeniable. As you think about these thoughts today, these questions might help you. How can we cultivate a heart like Simon Peter, recognizing our own insignificance in the presence of Jesus' greatness? And what steps can we take to embrace humility and fully depend on his grace in our daily lives? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we're reminded that Jesus cares about our everyday activities.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.